T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's TPXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James, Breezy, and he is joining us this week, Ryan from Webster. What's going on, bud?
What is up, guys?
Oh my God.
Where are you?
Right now, we are buzzing, maxing out at 55 on the back roads down near Poughkeepsie. Well, it's falling. So basically, the first stop on our trip, we're visiting the high school that Chris and I freaking met at as roommates.
That's awesome. Okay. So to get up to speed, in case you haven't heard Ryan on the show before, this all started with Ryan being a listener to the show. He would call in. Then Breezy discovered him on social media. Ryan has a lot of TikTok followers.
Sure.
And then Breezy became obsessed with your body, mostly.
And his personality.
That led to what has become just a crazy adventure that we've been delighted to be along for the ride on. You flew out to LA. You were in a leading role for an independent film, which will be coming out here at some point. You came back here to the greater Rochester area. And then you decided, all right, let's see. While I wait for my next movie, the next thing I'm going to do is find a 1970s van, team up with my buddy Chris, who I played hockey with, and we're going to just drive around the country. Did I recap it?
I'll tell you what, this show makes my life sound so crazy.
No, it is. It is.
It doesn't sound crazy. It is crazy.
Again, plug the new social channel that people can follow your adventures on, because you guys are doing a really cool concept.
Yeah, it's at Jack_a_trade. Jack of Trades.
Jack of Trades.
So you're going to be driving around, and essentially you will be a challenge. Is a challenge the right word for it?
Yeah, I mean,
dares, things like that.
Yeah, dares, different professions. I mean, basically this whole concept came from, like, you know, being in high school, and everything in this world is specialization. It's, you know, you find something you're good at, that's what you do, you hammer it down, you go major in it, you learn how to, sorry, we just had a rough stop.
You're good.
You learn how to
keep it on the road,
do
Chris.
That, and that's what you're doing the rest of your life. You know, like you find something that you're comfortable with, and that's what you do. And so we hated that idea of specialization, and being athletes at the school that we went to, we felt like that sometimes that kind of restricted us, and like, you know, what would we do? What society expected us to do? What, you know, our friends expected us to do? Our family, whatever. And so we kind of, you know, came up with this idea of Jack of Trades, because we want to be the jack of all trades, or we at least don't want to have fear in just trying something new and seeing if it's something that we can grow passionate about.
Right.
So the whole idea of traveling the country is basically to try anything and everything, and just, like, you know, meet locals in all these cool places, and, you know, ask them what's cool to do in, you know,
wherever.
I don't know, Fayetteville, Arkansas, like, right, whatever.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
So it's such a cool concept, like. It really takes balls for you guys to do something like that, for anyone to do something like that, because, I mean, we all fear change, and change is ultimately discomfort.
We literally talked about it on the show earlier this week. Breezy is too afraid to change her best friend's name in her phone to her new last name because she just got married last weekend.
It's awful.
No way.
You can't do it.
So this is super interesting. So you guys got on the road this week. Was it yesterday?
It was yesterday.
Okay. And then the first challenge, the first experience, adventure, whatever you want to call it, you are going to go back to your high school and teach, you say?
Yes, we are going to be teaching a class today. Actually, that's where we're on our way to right now. At 10:50, we have a class to teach. But we got to get our rapid COVID test done beforehand and whatnot to make sure everyone's safe. And, we're teaching a class. I think we're going to be filming a music video, something like that.
What, do you know the subject?
Yeah, so, I mean, the class is like a film appreciation slash, like, broadcast journalism type class.
Perfect,
so it's
kind
of like, I took the class. So the woman that's teaching it, Connie Rafferty, shout out to her. She was like my mentor basically in high school. And she's like, oh, you want to guest teacher at class? Heck yeah, dude.
She's like, sweet, I can go hang out in the corner. You do your thing.
Well, with traveling around in this van, we quickly learned that it is, in fact, a standard stick shift. So Ryan didn't know how to drive stick until just recently.
Yeah.
With the help of a... nice blonde girl that might may or may not be in the studio right now.
Named Breezy. We heard Breezy's side of this, Ryan. Would love to get your side of it and how that experience went.
Yeah, I mean, it was an unreal collab. All right, and for those that, if anyone's listening still who thinks that this whole bit is fake, we literally collabed in person in Webster. We have it on video. Yeah. It's coming out on Jack and Trade, so go follow for the proof. I'm sure it'll be reposted on PXY.
Absolutely.
Oh, obviously.
It was hilarious. First of all, Breezy's like, oh, I haven't done this in 10 years, so, like, I might, you know, just, like, blow the clock. So, like, whatever. No big deal. And then, so I was, like, kind of nervous, because I'm like, she's done it before, and she's nervous. And then I'm like, so should I be nervous? Because I wasn't nervous, really. I was like, yeah, I'm going to do this. Like, whatever. And then... she was nervous, and then she gets in, and it was like as smooth as can be. It was like not there was literally no issues at all. Breezy just got in, riding a bike.
We heard that you guys took my advice and started in a large parking lot, safety.
I wouldn't say it was large, Ryan. Right. It was actually pretty small.
Whatever, it was a parking
lot. Pretty small parking lot. Yeah.
And we heard you decided to graduate yourself to the road quite quickly.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I was driving in the parking lot, maybe a couple laps around. Like I got up to third gear once, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to go on the road, and I just pulled off, didn't even give him a choice.
Now,
me and Chris are just like holding hands in the back, like, oh my god! Yeah.
Now Breezy did say she was a little worried because you managed to actually not stall out before really getting on the road, which is when things get a little dicey.
Yeah,
it did eventually happen. Didn't it happen when you came to a stop?
Yeah, it did.
How was that?
Well, that happened like literally. We came to a stop outside my house.
Yeah,
the very end.
Yeah,
and then we were like, okay. Well, we thought, okay, let's go to the back track so we're not on, like, these main roads driving around because that did, you know, it was kind of sketchy. I was struggling to downshift to second gear so I could stop. Like, I could not get it in second gear. So I was like, struggling to stop every time.
It was
And I parked outside the house, and then I go to pull away again, stalled. And I, like, my face probably says it all. It's on video.
Because his ego was so high from, like, starting off and just nailing it. And then...
also just being, like, one of those people who's annoyingly good at everything.
Right, and me and Chris were like, are you serious right now? And then we both, like, me and Chris looked at each other and were like, that's pretty cool though.
He is human. Cool he does bleed.
Yeah. I'm like, I didn't even know what to do. I'm like, because... I didn't know exactly what that was. I'm just like, in my mind, I'm like, did I break it? Like, is it over?
Did I break it? The van's not broken. It's ruined. The everything's off. Yeah. You're going to have to do a challenge becoming mechanics to fix it.
Oh my God.
Which, by the way, exactly great suggestion.
Though. Which leads us into the next point of your dream list. You wrote down every single thing that you basically want to accomplish this summer with your adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And... yeah. It's a pretty long list, but I would like you to tell Corey at the top of the list.
Oh, the very tippy
top. Yes, because we had a discussion about this, Breezy, about our love for, well, now his name is just Mike.
It's just
plain old Mike, but it used to be Mike Studd. Some people might know him as Mike Studd.
No one knows him.
yes. If Corey, people know who this man is. He's an absolute beautician.
So
he's a beautician.
So hang on. So Breezy was trying to throw it in my face. She showed me the Instagram video, the teaser of the video for the stick shift lesson. And then after there was this video of just this guy with a beard, and she was like, "Yeah, oh yeah." And I swear to God, I just go, I don't have any idea who that is.
Dude, Mike's the man. I keep wanting to call him Mike Stud because I feel like most people know him as that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's like a class. Like he, I mean, what do you say, Breezy? He started as like a
like an underground artist. Yeah.
He's like Macklemore, but not successful.
Okay, he was literally just a people. So I want you to stop throwing dirt on Mike's name. All right.
He still does everything is independent though that he does. Like everything is independent. And he's
very
like,
spiritual.
Honestly, like, yeah, exactly. I'm a huge fan of his podcast. I mean, he started it as like, you know, pretty boy, like kind of artist, like ego kind of thing. And then now it's just totally like, he's really
a philosopher
into,
almost.
Oh my God.
Exactly. He is a philosopher. His podcast is unreal. You never know.
But there's so many other stuff on that list that we need to touch on too.
What about the suggestion that I made?
Oh my God!
Should I share the suggestion?
Maybe we should.
Do you want to have a conversation with Rachel about this first?
Yeah, I do.
You do? Okay. Yes. Do you want me to save it?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll do it next week. That's
all right,
a great tease.
Next week we'll save it.
You gotta pocket it.
I just want to reiterate. You said that as long as the comment gets the most amount of likes, you will do whatever challenge it is. Correct. I just want to.
If the comment gets, I'll say this: we'll do whatever challenge, unless it's like, you know, something that will surely end up. Put us in jail, you know.
Okay. I can definitively tell you this will not put you in jail. I don't. Okay. Is there a way? Well, I guess maybe for not paying.
Well, no. What do you mean? Okay.
We'll get into it.
But there's some other stuff.
Ryan's like, I'm never calling the show ever again.
There's some other stuff on the list that is just like such bucket list type items.
Yeah,
that...
let's run through just a handful here again as we, you know, you guys are launching this project.
Oh, there we go. What'd you say? Sorry, you just cut out.
Yeah, good. No worries. Just a couple other things on your dream list, which, again, Breezy has said is gigantic. Just some of the other highlights before we let you go for the day.
Oh, you want to, like, hear some of the highlights?
Yeah, just some of the things that you have on your list.
Like, big things for you.
Yeah, there's some big things. I mean, I'd say the biggest things are our collaborations with people that we want to make happen.
Sure.
There's Chris wants to cook with Gordon Ramsay.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
That would be phenomenal. Yeah. I know him.
Yeah.
You know him?
Gordon. Yeah, that.
No, like I know of him.
I was like, can you help him out?
Chris too. Gordon probably knows Chris too because they're both gingers and like everyone knows
Ginger
knows everybody.
Well, you know, we all have each other's numbers and we're all in a group on Facebook with each other. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the ginger group chat. I've seen that.
The ginger Snapchat. That's pretty cool.
A couple other ones are like with other people. Like we want to rip ATVs with Danny Duncan. That's a huge like YouTuber that we're like huge fans of. Okay. And then there's like, you know, I mean, there's, I'd have to almost be looking at the list. Like some of them are literally just experiencing like certain things.
Sure. Like I saw like hot air balloon on there. Skydiving.
I mean, skydiving.
Yeah, this is all great. Just to tease it back up. The suggestion that I have is the most life-changing of all of the things you just mentioned. And it's not even close. And I will leave you with that.
Oh, my. That's a gigantic cliffhanger. Tune in next week.
Yep. So we'll talk to Ryan. We'll reveal that. He is absolutely going to say no, by the way. 100%.
Really?
You think? I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
For the record, this wasn't my idea, Ryan. Even though I'm kind of mad I didn't think about
myself. She's 100% in on it. That, again, have that conversation with Rachel first.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. So Ryan's like, here's the fear.
I found the fear.
The fear is here. It is apparent. Keep us posted. Have fun.
Where will you be next week at this time when we check in with
he
you?
He doesn't know.
Next weekend, this time. I mean, there's a good chance. I have no clue. Somewhere south.
Yeah. That'll be fine.
Perfect.
All right. We'll check
probably
in with
Georgia.
Yeah. There you go. One more time, Ryan, if people want to follow you on this adventure, where can they go?
Yeah, it's at Jack of Trades. It's Jack_a_trades.
There it is. All right. Have fun, man.
Tell Chris I say what's good.
Yeah, we'll talk to you again. Talk to you again next week. Tell Chris I'll see him at the next ginger meeting.
All right, I'll tell.
All right, we'll see. All right, guys. Yep, bye.